Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Well, pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, welcome on board, everybody. Super Talk Eagle Hour back in the Southern Bancorp studio. I want to thank everybody yesterday for making the Homes of Hope toy drive such an enormous success. We really are grateful to you, and can't thank everybody enough for their contributions and support. Hope all the kids down at Homes of Hope have a wonderful Christmas. Opening segment sponsored by Dickie's Barbecue Pit, which is a great place to eat tonight, great place to cater your next event, and I'm happy to say has signed up as another annual sponsor of the Super Talk Eagle Hour, and we certainly really appreciate our guys at Dickie's Barbecue and Fuzzy's Tacos. All right, we also appreciate Andrew Abity, who's become a kind of a regular contributor to the show. Andrew, are those checks clearing the bank pretty easily, bud?
I'm still waiting for him, I think.
Oh, is it not? Has it not arrived?
Well, yeah, it is Christmas time, too.
What are we going to do with the Postal Service, Bob?
I don't know. I think we need to maybe change administration. Yeah. I'll check on that for you, Andrew. And, yeah, I'm sorry about that. But I do really appreciate your contributions. You do a wonderful job covering Southern Miss sports. So, Andrew, give us the latest on the coaching carousel at USM.
Yeah, so it seems like Charles Huff's coaching staff is starting to fill out. I think Football Scoop reported probably within the last hour that they've added several more coaches. So on top of Blake Anderson returning as the offensive coordinator, it looks like Charles Huff is going to be bringing back his defensive coordinator and special teams coordinator at Marshall. So the big three are pretty much filled out, you know, assuming they don't lose anybody to bigger jobs. Josh Miller is expected to be the tight ends coach, and then Telly Lockett is going to be at least hopefully the running backs coach. And then Brandon Deirdrick, who was the quality control coach at Ole Miss, is going to be the D-line guy. And then already, this was about last week, Aaron Dobson was wide receivers. Julian Miller was expected to be another defensive coach. And then Dominique Brown on the defensive backs. That's what I've got so far. I think they're still looking for an O-line coach. So that's...
They had an O-line coach, right? And then he got snatched up by a bigger school. Is that correct?
That's right. Blake Anderson's O-line coach at Utah State was... I guess the Golden Eagle for about a week, and then he got hired by Oklahoma State. So, I mean, you can't fault the guy for that.
Right. Now, clearly, you know, Blake Anderson has been approved by, I would guess, Jeremy and even Dr. Paul. Is there a little what exactly is the circumstance surrounding Blake Anderson and his stint at, I think, we're South Dakota? Am I right about that? Or South
Dakota?
Utah State. I'm right. Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a lot. There are a lot of levels to it. So basically, he was terminated for. I want to say like these are rightful buzzwords, but I don't want people to jump to conclusions right away because let me say this up front. If you want to go educate yourself on what Blake Anderson's dealing with, go read the Salt Lake Tribune. I've included their links in my story about Blake Anderson. They have it all detailed, all the documents, and they pretty much spell out what the whole thing is. So this is a paraphrase and a summary of what all that is. So I guess to go back, Utah State had been investigated by the Department of Justice since 2017 for poorly handling sexual misconduct and harassment cases in the football program, their Greek life, even the piano program dating back to 2017. So they have been in this very public battle with the Department of Justice. And they were, I forgot what the terminology is called, but they were basically handed major restrictions by the Department of Justice, and they were forced to redo a lot of things the way they did over the summer. So as this is all happening, Blake Anderson has a player who is in the center of a domestic violence quarrel thing. It is not sexual misconduct or anything of that nature. You can go read that course in case individually. So one of his football players is involved. He does his own personal investigation, and the school found that to be violating his contract, and they terminated him for it. And so now at this point, Blake Anderson is now countersuing Utah State for $15 million because he believes he was scapegoated. If you go read Salt Lake Tribune's reportings, it definitely kind of seems that way. And so that's just my own, investigated, just kind of research on it. I assume Southern Miss has done far more deeper research. Right. And yeah, it's definitely it's not as cut and dry as at least Utah State would like you to believe.
Right. And clearly the Southern Miss administration feels that Blake Anderson has done nothing wrong or he wouldn't be here. Fair to say?
Yeah, kind of talking to industry sources. So, and this, the point of contention of the lawsuit is, it seems like Utah State changed their code of conduct of how to handle that kind of thing, which actually called for the AD to investigate if a player was involved in any type of domestic, or quarrel or anything like that. And they changed it to where, in the timely changing of it, they changed that code of conduct and then fired Blake Anderson as well as other four senior staff members at Utah State for that new code of conduct that was conveniently written. That's what Blake Anderson's lawyer has put out there, Tom Mars. Again, you can go read all of this in the Salt Lake Tribune. I highly recommend people to read about it all. It's a strange circumstance, and to me it reads like Blake Anderson should not have been fired for that with cause. And a reminder, if you're fired with cause, you don't get any of your buyout money, which is another layer to his whole countersuit. And then he's also countersuing Utah State for essentially publicly smearing his name, which there's definitely an argument to be made there. So it's definitely not fortunate circumstances for Blake Anderson, but again, I don't, it does seem like it's there's grounds for him to definitely countersue.
That aside, Andrew, I think the hiring by Charles Huff of Blake Anderson is a great political move, if nothing else, because Blake Anderson to me has been a guy that has had a lot of Southern Miss fans in his corner from the get-go, and a lot of people wanted Blake Anderson to be the head coach of this team at different junctures. So the return of Blake Anderson, I think, only makes this Charles Huff story even have a richer beginning. Is that reasonable?
Yeah, I wouldn't even say political hire. I think it's a great hire, period. Blake Anderson has been considered one of the best offensive minds in the group of five. He was one of the hottest names at one point in coaching. The amount of experience he has, there's a lot of payoff with hiring Blake Anderson. You basically have two head coaches in that coaching staff now with three or four Sunbelt titles between them. You really can't ask for more. And And let's not forget, he won a Mountain West title, too. So, you know, he's got four, I think, four conference championships or three. Charles Huff's got his own. I mean, it's a really a home run hire, especially when, you know, I think Charles Huff was hoping to hire his OC from Marshall. He gets hired away at Arizona. So, I don't think you could have asked for much more.
And if, perchance, that Charles Huff were to move on at any one point, then you've got what would seem to me, and I'm not putting, I by no means I'm putting words in Jeremy McClain's mouth, but it would seem to me an obvious heir apparent already on staff.
Yeah, it's definitely right there for you, that's for sure. You know, and like you said, don't want to put words in anybody's mouth, but you know, if Charles Huff does a lot of winning very quickly, you'd like to think you have a quick answer nearby.
Well, that sounds good. Hey, Andrew, I want to thank you, man, sincerely for all the contributions you've made to the show this fall, and we wish you a really Merry Christmas and look forward to a lot more conversations with you in the future.
Hey, well, I appreciate you guys having me on. Merry Christmas to you guys as well.
Andrew Abbott, everybody, Pine Belt Sports, really do appreciate his contribution. All right, Super Talk Eagle Hour will continue, but first let me remind you about our podcast. You can pick it up on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher. Tune in, YouTube, or you can tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. And I want to say hello to our friends at Mo'Bay Beignet. Must be a good day for a hot coffee and some hot beignets. Mo'Bay Beignet, 2902 Hardy Street. You can check out their Facebook page. We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better, faster.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, really appreciate Andrew Abbott. Good stuff from Andrew every time we bring him on the show. I'm glad we've hooked up with him, and we'll be bringing him on the show a lot in the new year, of course, as long as he's willing to come. And how could he not want to be with two charming guys like me and you, Santa?
Well, I know he'd like it a lot more if those checks really would clear.
I just can't imagine where they are.
Well,
what the hell's happened to the Postal Service?
I don't know, man. It's, you know, when way back when I turned 18 years old. Now, that was a long time ago, Bob.
A long time ago.
When the draft, remember the military draft you had to sign up?
Right? Do I ever.
And maybe get your name called.
Do I ever.
Well, the Selective Service, you had to always sign up. Well, my dad said, I was all worried that I was going to have to go to war or something when I was 18. My dad said, if you have to fill out a card that has to be mailed by the Postal Service, by the time the military gets your card,
the war will be over.
Or you will be too old. One of them.
I got you. All right, Campus Book Mart sponsors this segment. Had a surprise appearance by Kathleen yesterday at our Homes of Hope toy drive. That was fun. Obviously, where you want to go for Christmas shopping. There are a few days left if you have Golden Eagles on your list. All right. Jack McDonald is one of the sports information directors at Southern Miss. You and him have something in common, don't you?
Yeah, we're both graduates of Iowa State University.
How about that? Well, let's tee this up, Kelly Sander.
Yeah, Jack was recently voted by his peers around the country as one of the top 30 SIDs under the age of 30. And now, of course, regardless of what happens in the future, that doesn't go to just anybody. It only goes to 30. And I had a chance to talk with him about that and about his career so far at Southern Miss.
Jack, the Sun Belt Conference unveiled the top 30 under 30. On the downside, you said you're realizing you're getting older, if you can consider 30 being older. But professionally, it's got to be gratifying. Tell us how this happened.
Yeah, so the award is from the College Sport Communicators Association, and it's essentially every person in this profession is in that organization, and it's from Division I, Division II, Division III, and AIA, junior college, every level, and you actually have to get nominated. So I guess a group of people decided to nominate me, and it went through a selection process with CSC, that organization, and it got released yesterday with the 30 individuals that were honored, and I think it's just humbling, and I'm grateful to be honored alongside those other 29 individuals.
So this probably means a pay raise of $50,000 or so?
No, I don't think so.
It's still nice to have.
Yeah, right. Back at work this morning, just pushing forward like every other day.
A native of Chicago, went to Iowa State University, which we both have journalism degrees from Iowa State. So people probably know my story, but how did you get from the Ames area, Chicago area, to Hattiesburg?
Yeah, we also lived in the same dorm, dorm house.
It's still standing.
Not too many years apart.
Right.
But, so I went to Iowa State for 4 years. I played hockey there for 2 years. And then in a freak intramural soccer incident during the all season, I ruptured my Achilles and was in a boot for about 5 to 6 months. And that kind of ended my hockey career. And I started to look to what I wanted to do in the future. And I did an internship with the hockey team where I was the broadcaster for all their games.
At the student radio station?
Yeah, we streamed all the games, so I was doing the streams for that. And my original goal was to be a journalist for like a newspaper. And obviously that's that industry had changed drastically in the years I was in school and leading up to it. And so I decided to turn my attention to kind of how do I get involved on the university side of things and still be a part of a team, but also still do the communications role. And I started applying all over the country. I didn't have one specific area I wanted to go into. And I fired off an application to Southern Miss to be a graduate assistant. And Jack Duggan called me and interviewed me. And I was here for 2 years. And kind of the rest is history.
Yeah, so when people want to talk to the SID named Jack, you have to be a little more specific around here. But I want to talk specifically about when you said newspapers have changed. And the industry, unfortunately, is going the way of the buffalo. But particularly with this football coaching search, social media and stuff, it has to drive people like you and Jack Duggan crazy when you see everything out there, because in a lot of instances, people believe it.
Yeah, it's just kind of the way of the era now, where if it's out there, people believe it. But obviously our job is to kind of right the ship and make sure it's the right sources are out there and that there's nothing getting passed around that's just obviously rumors.
I've heard a lot of SIDs in the past say that in many instances you guys truly are the last people to know. Is that true?
I don't think we're the last to know, but obviously it has to go through the right channels first, and then we're the ones ultimately putting out the press release and social media post announcing it. So it goes through us last in terms of getting it out to the public.
So this is there going to be like an award banquet for this CSC award, or what happens now?
I don't think so. Every year there's a convention for the CSC, and I believe this year it's in Orlando. I'm not sure if they do anything there, but it's just an honor to be part of that class. So I just going forward, just kind of help out the younger generation of this field. And see how I can help them.
There are different responsibilities for different SIDs, and there are many SIDs here on campus. So how do you guys determine in the pecking order who's going to cover what sport, et cetera?
So there's myself, then Jack Duggan, Max Greeno, Charlie Luttrell, and Kate Miles. And Charlie and Kate are our graduate assistants. So Jack does football. I help him as his secondary, and then he also does baseball and men's golf. And then I have men's basketball, obviously helping with football and women's golf. And then Max has, let's see if I can remember off the top of my head, he has women's basketball, beach volleyball, and he helps Jack with baseball, social media.
And that's a new element, is social media. Yeah. That wasn't around when I was in journalism school.
Yeah, so the social media part is interesting because now you're trying to make sure all the stats are correct for the game, but you're also trying to get posts out on social media in a timely fashion. So sometimes when you're shorthanded, you'll notice that the social media page is a little bit slower, but that's because we're trying to wear multiple hats at the same time in the middle of the game. But then our graduate assistants, we kind of split it up based on season. So there's volleyball, softball, soccer, cross country, track and field, the tennises. So we kind of split those up between the GAs, and everyone kind of pitches in, and we have a good intern pool where we try to help them develop and to eventually be a graduate assistant one day as well.
Is the worst part of your job the hours?
I wouldn't say the hours, because I mean, I got into this job knowing what the hours would be, and I think there really is no bad part. Obviously, it's that your weekends are kind of slow. I don't know if my fiance likes the all the weekend work, but she's a big Southern Miss fan, so it works out all right. But I mean, it's a job where you show up every day and it doesn't feel like work. I mean, we're over here at Reed Green Coliseum, and I'm not sitting behind a desk on a Wednesday morning.
So. And it is interesting how this morning, as the basketball players were coming in, I was going to interview them outside, and they said, no, let's go inside, and you and I were both going, this is nothing.
Yeah, it's back in the day, I would say it's nothing, but I've been down here long enough where I'm bundled up right now in a jacket and a long-sleeve shirt and a sweatshirt. I probably shouldn't be. I should probably be in shorts and a T-shirt right now. But it's definitely different being down in Hattiesburg compared to growing up in the Chicago suburbs.
Well, only 30 people got this award, and you were one of them. So sincere congratulations, and we're glad for you, man. Rock and roll.
Thank you. Yeah, just look forward to continuing to see what we can do here at Southern Miss and keep pushing forward.
All right, SI Jack McDonald, you Yankees are just – I'm tired of hearing about the cold weather. We don't like cold weather down here.
But that's where it comes. What is cold weather?
Today's cold.
I was not with that woman. Okay, President Clinton. Yeah, you have to define certain terms, I guess. But a little chilly out there today by Southern standards. But
no question. Yeah. People outside of our business, Kelly, probably don't have a real appreciation for how many hours people like Jack and the other Jack put in. And really, I mean, that's a demanding job.
It is, because and one of the things that, and you and I both worked in the TV business, where almost all the sporting events that we covered were on the weekends,
right?
So when your friends are calling saying, hey, let's go grab some pizza, let's go to a hockey game or whatever, you can't, because you're working. The weekends are your bread and butter. And nobody wants to do anything on Monday and Tuesday.
That was a stunning realization for me when I went from the news department to become the sports director at Channel 7, and I thought, oh, this is the dream job. And it was very quickly. I'm looking up in the stands at the football game, and my wife and all of our friends are up there having a good time, and I'm watching the game through a 3-inch black and white screen on a camera, and I'm thinking, this probably wasn't the smartest move I've ever made.
It's kind of like playing professional golf. I compare it to playing professional golf in the sense that those of us around us that don't do it for a living are enjoying it, but the guys that are and the women that are on the course playing the tournaments and having to make a 6-foot putt for $200,000,
right?
That's work and that's pressure.
No, that's right. So we appreciate all the work that Jack McDonald and Jack Duggan does. They're great to us, and our jobs here would be a lot harder if it wasn't for those guys, and we're grateful to them for that. All right, Kelly, there was a court ruling yesterday, and I just hate to sound like the old guy from Grumpy Old Men, but honest to God, they're just destroying college football, and we're going to talk about that.
I'll tell you who's going to be happy about it, though, Bob, our junior colleges. Yeah,
more on that when we come back. Super Talk Eagle Hour on the air. Thanks for joining us.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, 4th Street Bar sponsors this segment, 4th Street Bar and Grill, where you can get a great lunch, great dinner, Always got a good game on TV, and there's lots of Southern Miss stuff there for you to enjoy. We want to thank our friends at 4th Street Bar and Grill. Into Bay Spring Water, I actually saw one of their distributing locations at the Corner Market yesterday. You can find the all-new Into Bay Spring Water at Corner Markets throughout the Pine Belt and at certain Walmarts. It's a Mississippi-made spring water from Stone County. It's good, nothing stripped, nothing added, and we suggest you give it a try. Not all water is equal, but you deserve Into Bay. Into Bay Springs Water, we appreciate their sponsorship of our program. All right, now comes the story of Diago Pava. Diago Pava, as you may know, is the quarterback at Vanderbilt University. He started out his football career. He played 2 years of junior college football at New Mexico Military Institute. He from there, he went and played, where did he go, Kelly? He went to, he played.
New Mexico.
Yeah, and he played 2 years there. So he comes to Vanderbilt for his fifth year of college football. A federal judge has just ruled that he's eligible for one more year. They say now he'll make $1 million by getting this sixth year. He'll get a $1 million NIL deal. And his story is one thing, but the judge ruled, Kelly, that moving forward, junior college years should not count against eligibility to play at the Division I level. So conceivably, you could get a redshirt year at Division I, 2 years of junior college that doesn't count if this ruling holds up, and everybody could have a seven-year college career, and if they're good enough, they could, according to this kid, people going to make $1 million next year to play football. Hell, you can become a multimillionaire playing college football and not have to worry about whether or not you're good enough to play in the NFL.
There are so many things that have to be unpacked here and really looked at. You know, number one, if you are going to, these guys are going to be getting these NIL deals and so on, then they need to start footing their own bills academically.
100%.
All right. So there will be no need for scholarships anymore, which would help a lot of schools in financial situations. I mean, the Eagle Club, that's all it does, right, is pay scholarships for these athletes. Now, would they be forced to do that? No, but I'm saying, logically, if they're going to be paid salaries, then they can pick up their own bill, all right? Second thing is, it would seem to me, if this goes through as ruled yesterday, the real winners in this deal are going to be junior colleges, because in a oversimplified process, okay, I've got a choice to go to a Division I school. Let's just say it's Southern Miss. But I'm probably not going to get to play at Southern Miss because of all these guys ahead of me. Well, there's a year that I may have lost, right, to eligibility. But I could go to Holmes Junior College, start, you know, strengthen my skills. And, you know, really at age 18, too, some of those guys that physically were late bloomers, mm-hmm. be a great chance for them to get bigger, faster, stronger for 2 years, and then go get another 4 years. So your point is correct, but when you look at the time it takes to get degrees now, it's more usual than not that it does take 5 to 5.5 years to get a college degree, unless you're really in there, you know, to seriously get it knocked out. So as far as that goes, I get it. But I think what's happening is that by turning a blind eye to a lot of things going on, it's going to get to a point where, like a volcano, it's going to explode, and they are going to have to get down to business and figure out what they're going to allow and what they're not. And that won't happen until the Alabamas and Ohio States of the world figure out,
until they're affected.
Correct.
Yeah.
That they're
yeah.
not ahead of the game anymore.
Right.
Right?
Then things will change.
That it's not going to be Georgia and Alabama and Clemson in the, you know, three of the Final Four every year again, because these other schools are catching up to them.
Right.
And as soon as that happens, then you will see, right. then you'll see them do something about it.
Why has the NCAA changed? I watched a piece from a congressional hearing this week where the president of the NCAA was before Congress, and they were bringing up the transgender thing, and they brought up, one of the senators brought up the fact that why are you allowing men to access women's locker rooms in college athletics? You know what his reply was? Any woman that's uncomfortable with that can go find another place to change. What has happened to the NCAA? It seems to be rudderless and leaderless.
But it's not just the NCAA, Bob. I do think that we're kind of swinging back to the more conservative side of things with the very simple notion that a majority should rule. Okay, one person.
Fundamental, huh?
Yeah, one person should not dictate what 19 or 20 other people have to do, right? The 19 or 20 should determine what that one person has to do. And, you know, you would hope that something that simple will get recognized for being just that. It's not difficult. You know, when you're in the United States, even though your primary language might be Spanish, you know, English is what you should speak. When you're in Frankfurt, Germany, you should speak German, or at least try to speak German, you know, and not be offended when somebody won't speak English to you. I don't know why they call it common sense anymore, because it's not very common.
Let me tell you, a few years ago, my wife and I were in Germany, and if you didn't speak German, you were pretty much SOL. There wasn't bilingual announcements at the local hardware store, and you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, but you weren't offended by that.
No, it was their country.
That's what you'd expect, right? When in Rome, do what the Romans do.
Not anymore.
But until the powers that be, which powers that be is spelled SEC, okay?
At BIG 10.
Yes. Until those schools are more greatly affected and see that the other schools are catching up to them, and see if Oregon happens to win the national championship, or a new kid on the block happens to sneak in and win, you're going to start seeing some of the old guard resist some of this stuff.
Don't you think it would be refreshing to see Oregon win the national championship?
Yes. Anybody other than the teams and quite frankly, I'm surprised that they didn't sneak Alabama into the playoff.
Oh, I was shocked.
You know?
I was shocked.
But that's the first step in something, and we're not picking on Alabama. We're just, you know, we're actually complimenting them on how good they've been. But I'm just saying, when those powerful teams, when the new kids start to stand up and be counted, they don't like it. And that's when things will start to happen.
How significant do you find this court ruling, Kelly?
Until it becomes, you know, set in stone, it's just that. It's a ruling. But again, going forward, I think if it continues to be that way, it is going to be a gusher for junior colleges. Because why wouldn't a kid, you know, particularly if you're a little bit behind the eight ball physically or whatever, it would be kind of like a prep school where you get to go knock out 2 years of your education for a much cheaper price. You'd get to play, and you'd then still get your 4 years of eligibility, which a lot of guys now that choose to go junior college know that they would only have two under normal circumstances. So this would make, it would seem to me, junior colleges a much more attractive option, even if they weren't before.
I've said before that I think the transfer portal could be better controlled simply by going back to the old rule. If you're free to transfer anywhere you want from one division school to another, but you sit out a year, and then you're eligible to play. I think that probably cut 75% of the portal stuff down. But there's going to have to be, it would seem to me, some rein in on this NIL money, because it's just really becoming ridiculous.
And for me, it's no fun anymore.
I completely agree.
You know, it used to be when, and we'll just use a basketball player, when Clarence Weatherspoon showed up on campus as a freshman. This was a guy that you could latch on to. All right, Clarence is going to be here for 4 years. He can sign my basketball this year. He can sign my hat next year. Follow his career. And by the end of his career, Clarence Weatherspoon's your hero.
Right.
Well, now they barely get the dust knocked off of their shoes.
Right.
And they're gone.
Good example of that's a guest tomorrow. Reggie Collier is going to be in the studio with us. Reggie Collier was an icon here for 4 years. And in today's world, we'll ask him when he's here tomorrow. But in today's world, Reggie Collier would have been poached by Alabama or Georgia after his first season here, right?
And then somebody would have poached him after.
Yeah, I mean, isn't that right?
Yes. And it's, unfortunately now, it's not only our kids, and this is based on what we hear from coaches at various sports, it's not just how much am I going to get anymore, but you also have to, air quotes, promise them playing time.
Well, you see the kid from Florida this year, just last week, demanded $4,500 a week, a game, basically, a guarantee that he would start and a guarantee that he would not be brought off the field on third down. This is a college student demanding that of the coaching staff. They let him go. They told him no, and he left. But
well, there's a guy that Southern Miss just hired. That let me bring
that up to Coach Huff. Yes, and see what happens.
Let me just give some advice to players who might be playing for Coach Huff. That I don't think would be a very good conversation to have because I have a feeling I know what the answer would be. Is that if you want guarantees, go back and sit on Mama's lap because that's the only place where you're going to get pampered is back at home.
I haven't met him yet, but from what I hear, he probably wouldn't say it quite that gently.
Well, this is radio and it's a family show, so yes, I agree with you. But it's trying to do the right thing.
News and notes wrapping up this edition of the Eagle Hour Day.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, Genesis of Hattiesburg, the official auto dealer of the Super Talk Eagle Hour. They just signed up for another year. We're so grateful to all our sponsors. Genesis sedans and SUVs. Finest luxury vehicles on the road today. You can visit the all-new Genesis showroom on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. All right, Kelly, tomorrow in the studio, we're going to get toward the end of the year here. The Perfect Ten's going to join us. And I'm curious to ask Reggie Collier that very question. Would he have played 4 years here? Does he think he would have played 4 years here with the transfer portal and the NIL? But, you know, he's from a different generation.
Sure.
So he probably would have. But who knows? I mean, who ever thought you'd see the day that college football players were getting $1 million a year to play football?
Ray Guy would probably be in that same boat.
Oh, yeah.
Ray Guy was just a tremendous athlete.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
He could have played on the golf team, and he did play on the baseball team as well as football.
Doing no hitter.
So Ray Guy, I mean, arguably Ray Guy, the best athlete to ever put on a Southern Miss uniform.
Supposedly even beat one of the Chinese nationals in ping pong. The Chinese national ping pong game.
Well, he hasn't played Natsuma Takahashi because I don't know if that.
Natsuma Takahashi is a bad man.
He sure you don't want to play.
I think it's all the rice.
Table tennis.
It's
Bob.
The rice.
You don't want to play table tennis.
Sweet and sour chicken.
So, well, let me tell you what's going on before we get in any trouble here. News and notes, as we mentioned earlier with Andrew Abbotty, it is official now. Blake Anderson, former Southern Miss assistant coach, coming back to serve as Charles Huff's offensive coordinator. Other hires, as announced by Coach Huff, and again, just very quickly, since we talked about him early, Jason Seymour has been named the defensive coordinator. He comes over from Marshall with Coach Huff, along with special teams coordinator Jonathan Galante. Josh Miller, the tight ends coach at Marshall, coming to town. Brandon Diedrich, who is the quality control director at Ole Miss, is coming to coach the defensive line. And Telly Lockett, Telly, like Telly Savalas, T-E-L-L-Y, he's going to coach running backs. He's going to come to Hattiesburg once the bowl game is over. So those are the hirings that have been just announced. NFL football tonight, the Broncos against the Chargers. The Broncos, coached by former Saints coach Sean Payton. They've got a chance to lock down a playoff spot with another win. But I'm kind of pulling for the Chargers because my Bengals still have a shot if the Broncos were to lose. But that's Thursday night football. Other college football news, Lance Ankar, the strength and conditioning coach at Southern Miss under Will Hall, has announced he will be returning to North Alabama, where was his college stomping grounds, and he will return there as a strength and conditioning director for the University of North Alabama. Rich Rodriguez, known as most college fans as Rich Rod, leaving Jacksonville State to return to West Virginia in the Big 12 Conference. Rodriguez took a 19-year hiatus from West Virginia to coach at other schools, but Conference USA gets one of its top coaches plucked by the Big 12 as Rich Rod goes back to West Virginia. Dan Mullen, of course, the former head coach at Mississippi State and coach at Florida, has signed on to coach UNLV as Barry Odom left UNLV to go to Purdue as the coaching carousel continues. And from the Sun Belt Conference, Travis Trickett has been fired as the offensive coordinator at Coastal Carolina. Head coach Tim Beck says for now he will serve as head coach and offensive coordinator. If we could bend his ear, we'd say, please don't do that, Coach Beckett.
Yeah, we can talk to you about that, Coach.
Yeah. Doesn't tend to work too well, but it's your job, not ours. So Travis Trickett again fired as OC at Coastal Carolina. And in all the bowl games that have been played so far, Bob Getty, the Sun Belt Conference undefeated.
Yeah, and I hear they got one tonight, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right. Another, it will be... Let's see, Sam Houston State going up against Georgia Southern tonight in one of the bowl games. So Gatta, we hope that the Eagles can secure another win. But as good as things are going for Sun Belt and postseason in football, things not going very well basketball-wise. Really, Arkansas State, the only team that is really showing any prowess on the basketball court. But the Eagles getting ready for their conference opener Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock as the Marshall Thundering Herd come to town. Kind of interesting that Coach Huff will be introduced at halftime with some Marshall faithful on hand.
I haven't seen next year's football schedule, but does Southern Miss go to Marshall?
You know, I haven't looked at it either. Just kind of those first couple of games where they open against the couple.
If that's not scheduled, they should stop right now and pencil that game in.
Hey, anything to sell a ticket or two, right?
Yeah, I think that would probably sell a couple.
But opening against Mississippi State and Jackson State. And I'm a big fan of the Eagles signing the SWAC schools to come to Hattiesburg. Because it's always huge crowds. Always huge crowds.
Yeah.
You know, all about the dollars nowadays.
Yeah.
So that's it. That's the way it looks from here on News and Notes.
Undoubtedly will gut Mississippi State like a fish. Is that not
right? In football, as if we practically invented the sport. Hey, programming notes, Bob. We're going to be on the air. We're not going to be on the air. We've got live Christmas music. What's coming on the next week?
Two days of live Christmas music on all Super Talk stations, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. On New Year's Day, we're going to have a best-of show. We're going to run the hour-long show we did with Christian Ostrander again. Got lots of comments on that. But that's it. We'll be off New Year's Day, Christmas Day, and Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and New Year's Day. And you'll be filling in for me some after Christmas. And,
yeah.
And maybe Demas coming back from his honeymoon in Florida. We don't know yet.
And we're not going to call him.
No, he doesn't. He does not want to hear from us.
Right.
He does,
anybody at this point.
No, he made that really clear. Do not call me.
Right.
I will let you know when I'm back. All right, I wonder why. That wraps up the Eagle Hour. We appreciate you tuning in, everybody. We really do. We'll see you tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Until then, Southern Miss.
To the top.
Into the future.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at trustcarehealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.